Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We are underway. New Jersey early voting, Virginia early voting, New York City early voting. It's all underway. So what do the numbers tell us so far? They tell us Republicans have a lot of work to do. Not going to sugarcoat it for you. Got a lot of work to do. But there's good news out there as well. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Hope you had a great weekend and you enjoyed that game as much as I did. It was fantastic. It was great. My son's soccer game, of course. Oh, you thought I meant the Eagles game? That too, obviously. That was a great one. So early voting is underway. Tonight, Jack Cittarelli is coming to Mount Laurel to rally outside of Rowan College. I'm going to be there after the show tonight, and I'll be doing my part. I was in Gloucester County Saturday morning and doing my part there as well, trying really hard to get everybody to vote early. Republicans are behind right now, behind from where they were in 2024. They're always going to be behind Democrats in terms of numbers, raw numbers, but percentage-wise, they're behind themselves in where they were in 2024. Now, that's not reason to panic. I haven't voted yet early. I mean, Saturday was a busy day. We had soccer, field hockey, lacrosse, flag football, and then we did like a Halloween thing. And Sunday we had soccer, field hockey, and more Halloween things. So I get it. It's okay. I'm not panicking. I am telling you, though, right now that Mikey Sherrill is out there running around and saying, oh, you know, Republicans were going to have this huge advantage in early voting, and it's not there because our people are excited. People are not excited to vote for her. The reality of the situation is that Republicans still have a problem with early voting. As a party, we're still not there yet. We're better than where we were, but we're not there yet. But the story that will be told, and this is why it's important. It's important to do the early voting. And the story that's going to be told is, you see, Republican enthusiasm for Jack is just not materializing. So Democrats are going to run away with this. And you got to push back on that. The best way to push back on that actually is to do early voting. So I will be early voting tomorrow. And so maybe I could do it tonight. I don't know. So I'll be there. But I guess I could. Yeah, I guess I could just do it tonight after the rally. But either way, tonight or tomorrow, I'm banking that vote. Today I had to go to New York. I did a Fox News hit this morning, America's Newsroom. Jimmy Failla and I on the panel together with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer hosting. And we chatted about the Jersey race. Also about the insanity that's said by the insane mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. Mikey Sherrill has a problem with black voters and Latino voters, and if they don't come out big for her, particularly black voters, then she will lose. If Republican MAGA voters, that's the Republicans who vote for Donald Trump, tend to stay home in other elections, if they come out for Jack, Jack wins. It's not that complicated. It's going to be close. It's going to be a close race. I was talking to Bill Hemmer about it today. Bill's a big data guy, big numbers guy. He loves to analyze all of the numbers and everything. And he thinks this race is going to be 1%. Like whoever wins New Jersey, it's going to be 1%. So either Jack's going to win by 1% or Mikey Sherrill's going to win by 1%. I don't disagree. I think it's probably going to be that close. And 1% is a ballpark, so it might be just under 1%. It might be 1.5%, might be 1.79%. But I think that's the range. That's how close this race is looking right now. The positives that Jack has going into Election Day are the same positives that Abigail Spanberger had in Virginia that she's now losing and Winsome Earl Sears is gaining. Jack had it in New Jersey, and that is a belief that he can win. Winsome Earl Sears now, suddenly the tide has turned and people now believe she can pull off an upset in Virginia. Why would it be an upset? Because she was so far down in the polls, and now that race is really close. Big reason? Jay Johnson, that guy running for attorney general. That guy's a freaking disaster. I should also mention to you right now, the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk is in court right now. The judge is ruling on his clothing. That is the current thing that they're hearing right now, which is his choice of wardrobe. So I'll keep you posted on that as the show goes on today. In New York City, it's looking very much like Mandami's going to win. I hate to tell you that. I mean, again, I want to be optimistic here, but it's looking like he's going to do this. And so now you've got mainstream, quote unquote, mainstream politicians like New York's Governor Kathy Hochul rallying for Mandami as the crowd cheers tax the rich. And she goes along with them and then turns around and says, oh, I didn't know what they were saying. I thought they were saying go Bills. I'm not an audiologist. I want to clarify that by saying I'm not an expert on hearing. I like hearing. I do. And I like good speakers and things like that. I'm kind of a, like for example, in our basement, you remember it was our garage during COVID. I turned the garage into a little movie theater. Got good speakers. So I like to hear things. It's a big thing. I've never in my life mistaken tax the rich for go Bills. I don't think you could. Like, oh, go Bills? No, we were saying tax the rich. Oh, obviously, right. And I've never been to a Buffalo Bills game in my life. Can't imagine why I would ever go. But if I were to go to a Buffalo Bills game, let's say if the Eagles were to play them, I don't know if they do. I don't know if they're in the same, I don't know how all that works, but I would imagine that if I heard a chant, go Bills, I wouldn't turn to whoever I was with at the game and say, I know we were tailgating, but was that tax the rich or was that go Bills? Because I'm not sure what I, but that's what Kathy Hochul said. I don't know what they were saying. I thought they were saying go Bills. Right. Sure you did. No, the crowd was chanting tax the rich because they want to tax the rich. And the rich are all going to flee New York City if this guy Mamdani wins. Now look, hope springs eternal. But I think it's important to give you the obvious facts of things so that people can make adjustments. So obviously the bulk of our listeners right now, the race that is most impacting them on a statewide level is the governor's race. In Pennsylvania, we do have retention judges. We've got retention going on for judges in Pennsylvania. And we will talk about that as the show goes on today and this week as well. I don't want to ignore that. I haven't been ignoring it. We're also going to talk to Pat Dugan. He's running for the district attorney in Philadelphia, promising to reopen the Ellen Greenberg case. That when Josh Shapiro was the attorney general, he ruled a suicide. There's no freaking way that was a suicide if you look at the facts of that case. So Pat Dugan is vowing to reopen that case. So that's good. And we hope to have him on later today as well. But what I am saying, though, and I was chatting with some friends of mine in Jersey about this earlier today, is I'm not going to sugarcoat the numbers. If Republicans are down right now in certain places in New Jersey from where they were in 2024, what you want to do is sound the biggest alarm you possibly can while you have time to get them out to vote. The media and the Democrats will spin it as, see, Jack's out there saying there's excitement. The excitement's just not there. And I don't want to hear that narrative. I don't want to hear that narrative. I don't believe that that narrative is true. I think the enthusiasm for Jack is real. I think the enthusiasm for Jack is something that's going to translate into a victory, a very close victory. I think Winston Earl Sears now has momentum, which she didn't have a couple weeks ago, but elections can turn on a dime. And that's why I say anything is still possible in New York City. The race is held today. And it was only today. Mandami wins, but it's not only held today. Early voting's today. And I did, and this is anecdotal, I did chat with a producer at Fox News today who lives in New York City who said it was dead at her polling place. I view that as a very bad sign for Ma'am Donnie because he supposedly has all this enthusiasm from all these whack jobs coming out for him. So maybe not. Maybe that enthusiasm for him is a media manufactured enthusiasm. That's good as well, if that is in fact the case. On the national front and the international front, the president seems to be very close to inking a deal with China, rare earth minerals, and also TikTok to be owned by an American company. The rare earth minerals deal, which would then negate the 100% tariff threat, is the reason why there's a lot of optimism today in the market. The president was also joking about a third term. Now, he's not going to run for a third term. And there's too many people that want to be president. It's not going to happen. But he, of course, was joking about it on Air Force One and even ruling out the idea that some have floated, which is that he runs for vice president. And then whoever wins the presidency resigns so that he can be president. And he said, I'm not going to do that. He said, that's too cute. And it wouldn't be the right thing to do. It would not be the right thing to do. I also don't think it would work. I don't think it would work. I don't think the American people have a tolerance for a third term, but that's not going to stop the president from saying that. The other reason why he's not going to say it is he doesn't want to lame duck himself, even though he technically is a lame duck. But he doesn't want to lame duck himself. But he also just loves to get their goat, as the saying goes. And there's nothing like getting their goat by making these people think that he may just run for a third term. He loves it. And Tim, as right on cue, the media starts screaming about, how is that a democracy? Actually, if it was a democracy, you would let him run. You wouldn't constrain him by the Constitution. That's why we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. But in a true democracy, you just let the majority decide. That's why, again, we're not a democracy. I just find it funny that the people on the left who are always screaming about the threat to democracy are not out there saying, we'll let the guy run despite what the Constitution says. And if the majority wants him, then the majority wants him. And do away with the Electoral College while you're at it. It's a majority. It's got to be majority rule. And which is fine. The president won the popular vote. So, you know, that would work out for him. I don't want that. I'm just saying, it's just funny. The death of democracy crowd, why they're not out there saying that. Well, just let democracy, let the people decide. You know what the president should really do, though? Since they're also always accusing him of being a dictator, and now they're talking about him running for a third term. Did you catch the key word in that? Running? What don't dictators do? Run. At least not in a real way. They might have, like, Fugazi elections, but they don't run for anything. They just either stay in power or they wind up just amassing their power however they possibly can. What he should do is say, why would I run for a third term? I'm not giving up this term. That's what he should say. Oh, that would really freak them out, wouldn't it? Oh, yes. That would really freak them out. What do you mean run for a third term? I'm not gonna run for a third term. Why would I? I'm going to stay right here. Running's for suckers. That made really lose their freaking minds. But in the meantime, he's gonna joke about this stuff. And I like it that way, so that's good. I like it that way. So we'll see. I don't know. I like just the way he taunts him. He taunts the media, he taunts them, and it's just fun. It's fun to watch. It's like it's his sport when he can't golf. He just taunts the media, antagonizes people. He loves to do it. In California, Gavin Newsom, how this guy made it out of the streets is anybody's guess. I mean, how this guy was not another statistic, how he wasn't killed and died of poverty or gang violence is anybody's guess. But going on about eating Wonder Bread and mac and cheese, having to work for a living, having to try to pull himself up by his bootstraps, even though the guy comes from money, is probably the greatest thing I've heard all weekend. this shapeshifter chameleon will be whatever he has to be. And now what he's being is a guy who had to overcome poverty and overcome the odds to somehow survive in the rough and tumble of the world, forgetting the fact that he comes from a large family fortune and has never actually had a real job. Guy's been in politics his entire career. He's got a lot of money. He owns wineries. He owns multiple homes. He's got a mansion. He's always had money. But it's funny. Chris Eppolito, Hochul thought they were all Fox News viewers yelling, "Stop bumping Rich." Well, you know, it's funny. That's funny, Chris. I didn't get bumped today. Thank God. We'll see about tomorrow. But I'm in the queue for tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. And next week, several days as well. You got to reserve all this in advance. Tonight, though, like I said, heading over to Rowan in Burlington County, Mount Laurel, which is one of the early voting sites. So if you live in Burlington County, you can vote early tonight at the early voting site at Rowan College, which is in Mount Laurel. Just Google it if you don't know where it is. You can also hit Costco on your way. Costco's not far from there. You can hit up Costco or any other store you want. I'm not just saying Costco, but, you know, I'm just saying it's not far from there. And then Friday, we're going to be in Cape May. So we got a big show coming up Friday, a live show this Friday, Halloween, Cape May, New Jersey. And I do hope people dress up and I do hope people have fun. And it will be a lot of fun being there. You can also get your room for 50% off. That'll be nice. You can stay Friday night, stay Halloween. You can come Saturday. You can stay Saturday night, too. No minimum, say, required, but you can make a whole weekend out of it if you want. Why not? It's going to be gorgeous. Gorgeous fall weather. But you better vote before you go if you are a New Jersey resident, because I don't want anything to happen. Although, yeah, just vote. I mean, stay in New Jersey, so you could probably still find a way to vote. But just vote anyway before you go. Just bank that vote. That's all I'm asking you to do. Bank that vote. And I'm not asking you for a lot here. I'm asking you to bank the vote. I don't think that's unreasonable, what I'm asking. I don't think what I'm asking here in any way, shape, or form is unreasonable. Here's President Trump on Air Force One joking around about a third term and how he rules out running for vice president. And by the way, the vice president thing I've told you before, it legally doesn't work either, because technically it's under the Constitution, it would be part of the same office. And I don't think it would withhold legal scrutiny, but it's okay. It's just one of those situations where, and this is cut 31, Sean, if we could cue that up. He just loves to troll these people, loves to get them going, loves to get them upset. Take a listen. Cut 31.
One theory on how you might try to serve a third term is that you could run as the vice president.
Yeah, I'd be allowed to do that.
Is it the White House or the White House Counsel to your legal position?
No, you'd be allowed to do that, but I wouldn't want. I wouldn't do that. I think it's too cute. Yeah, I would rule that out because it's too cute. I think the people wouldn't like that. It's too cute. It's not. It wouldn't be right.
It would be too cute, and it wouldn't be right. And also, too, he's got a great bench. And he went on in that clip to talk about the bench: Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance. An unstoppable bench, and how the Democrats have no bench, and they don't. Their bench is crazy town. Although when you hear AOC chanting and yelling about how we're not the crazy ones, I think you'll disagree. I think you'll politely disagree with AOC on that point, that they're not crazy, because I got to be honest with you. I think they're freaking nuts. I think they are the crazy. It's crazy town, USA. In the clip of the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, who's very upset about illegal immigrants, and he's more concerned, obviously, about the language that's used around illegal immigrants by calling them illegal aliens versus the crimes that they commit. He's standing next to Pramila Jayapal. Pramila Jayapal is a squad member who's a congresswoman from Illinois, and she is one of the reasons why the government is not open right now, because Pramila Jayapal, like all the other Democrats, doesn't want the government to open until all the illegal immigrants, aliens, whatever you want to call them, get lots of bennies, all right? Get lots of bennies. Joe says, Rich, this is no makeup Monday. I'm wearing makeup right now. I don't know what that means, Joe. I have makeup on from earlier today, if that's what you're implying. They did my makeup. I haven't washed my face yet because I knew I was going to be on camera for the show. So I haven't, unless you're saying the makeup's worn off by now. I don't think so, but I don't know. Maybe it has. I hope not. Hopefully there's still remnants of it because they did a great job. It took them about an hour and a half. I was watching the documentary on Chad Powers and how long it takes to do the actor's makeup. It's like 90 minutes. It's about how long it takes to do my hair and makeup when I go to Fox News. I'm just saying. It's a lot of time. Not easy. Then putting this face together is, you know, anybody's guess how much time we'll need in the chair. It's why I gotta get there 3 hours early. But anyway, but I still have it on, so hopefully it's still there. But Gavin Newsom is not ruling out a run for president. Gavin Newsom most likely will run for president. The only question is, who else will run for president besides Gavin Newsom? And the other person who's going to run, most likely, is Sandy from Yorktown Heights. That's right, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the leader of the squad. Yeah, she's gearing up for a run, too. No doubt about it. No doubt in my mind about that. She wants to run. And the question is, what does Josh Shapiro do? Now, Josh Shapiro crossed the river and was campaigning for Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey. Barack Obama's coming in this weekend for him. And what I can't understand is why Mikey Sherrill was campaigning with his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, but she was. I don't know why you would go near Phil Murphy. This guy is so unpopular. And Jack Cittarelli is rightfully branding her as Murphy 2.0 on steroids. And she is Murphy 2.0 on steroids. So it's a good, good thing he's saying it. But it's a bad, bad look for Mikey Sherrill to have his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, there with his goofy smile, with his summer teeth, and that rug stapled on his head. And most importantly, his disastrous, unpopular record. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria of Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, Vanaria Dental, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike will give you the smile of your dreams. Got a big show for you today. Got a ton of great audio, including I'll let you decide if the crowd was chanting tax the rich or go Bills at the Zoran Mam Dhani rally. But early voting underway in New Jersey. We're going to talk about that as well. A lot to get to. Glad you're here.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Vanaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Vanaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All righty. Big Monday, a lot going on today. And yes, thank you, Matt, for the clarification. The 12th Amendment to the Constitution says no person constitutionally ineligible for the office of president shall be eligible to that of vice president of the United States. In other words, you can't run for vice president if you can't be president. So the president would not be able to run. It's why I told you he's just messing with them. He likes to haze them. He likes to mess with them, and he does it a lot, and he's good at it. You know, he's the best at it. And they it's like catnip, and they just grab it. You know what I mean? They grab it and they go with it, and that's what happens. And it's very predictable, actually. Very, very predictable. Probably the most predictable thing in the world. Trump will say something that people will lose their freaking minds over, and then they'll lose their minds. And then he'll have a good laugh, and we'll have a good explanation of how he's just trolling everybody, and then it's like rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. So thank you for voting. If you voted already, please vote early if you have not. It's very important to do that, okay? It really is. And you have to do that because it's a story, and the story we're telling right now is that Jack is going to win. And they are looking for anything they possibly can to spin this to depress Republican turnout on Election Day. Because that's what happened in 2021, when you had hundreds of thousands of Republicans stay home on Election Day in 2021, giving four more years of Phil Murphy and his horrible, terrible, no good, awful, awful policies. And Joe Biden's back, speaking out about how terrible things are and how this is the worst of days. And, you know, just another uplifting, positive speech from Joe Biden, just exactly like you can imagine. So it's unbelievable to me. All right. So I got some other things I want to share with you on the front. So this is President Trump talking about who the Democrats have. Let's cue up cut number 30, talking about the Democrat bench for 2028. And like I said, he's not going to run, but somebody in the Democrat Party is going to run. Maybe it'll be AOC. Maybe it'll be Jasmine Crockett. The bottom line is that the Democrats right now, there's a serious, serious talent drain. Cut number 30.
All I can tell you is that we have a great group of people, which they don't. They have Jasmine Crockett, a low IQ person. They have AOC's low IQ. You give her an IQ test, have her pass, like, the exams that I decided to take when I was at Walter Reed. I took those are very hard, they're really aptitude tests, I guess, in a certain way, but they're cognitive tests. Let AOC go against Trump. Let Jasmine go against Trump. I don't think Jasmine, the first couple of questions are easy, a tiger, an elephant, a giraffe, you know. When you get up to about 5 or 6, and then when you get up to 10 and 20 and 25, they couldn't come close to answering any of those questions.
It's true. They couldn't. They couldn't come close to answering any of those questions. They're not very smart people. Let's cue up cut number 24. All right. So I'm gonna play this for you. This is the rally at Zora and Mamdani, where the crowd chants "Tax the Rich." Then I'm gonna play you Kathy Hochul responding to that in an interview today. I'm gonna ask you if you think her excuse flies. All right. So Governor Kathy Hochul says, "I can hear you." So she replies, "I can hear you." The crowd is chanting, "Tax the rich." She says, "I can hear you." Cut 24.
We need more child care. And it has to be universal. Child care for everyone who wants it. So here's what we're going to do. I can hear you.
Okay, now, I heard them say tax the rich. I heard it, and you heard it, because that's what they were saying, was tax the rich. Yes, this rally was in New York City, where New York City roots for either the Giants or the Jets. Probably not the Giants, after we crushed them yesterday. Birds did a great job. Maybe the Jets, after the Jets finally won a freaking game. But I know the team that they don't root for is the Bills. So if this rally was in Buffalo, or in the vicinity of Buffalo, you might get away with that. Maybe. Just maybe. Although, again, you'd have to also claim that you're deaf and couldn't really hear what the crowd was saying. But certainly in New York City, they're not chanting, "Go Bills." But here's Governor Kathy Hochul. Here's her excuse. Take a listen.
I thought they were saying, "Let's go Bills." I wasn't sure. I mean, when you're up there, I heard some noise. I heard a lot of cheers. But later on, it became clear to me that there is a, I know there's a passion for that. I mean, I went in there as the leader of the Democratic Party, whose job it is to unify and unify behind the Democratic nominee. I love the energy out there. I told them that. And I want to do is bottle all that up, you know, use it in a few days, but take that to Long Island and the Hudson Valley and make.
Okay, let's go Bills. And once again, let's play it again for you. Let's play it so you can hear it again. Cut 24 at Zoran Mamdani's rally in New York City, which is not Buffalo. And it's like 6 hours from Buffalo. It's a long freaking drive. You might get a couple Buffalo. I'm not saying that nobody's a Buffalo Bills fan there. I mean, I know people that are Bills fans in Jersey. I'm just saying, but you're not a lot. Certainly not enough to fill an arena, and certainly not enough to lead a cheer. Like, if one guy gets up and yells, "Go Bills," like, all right, well, you're the one. But it's like saying you heard them chant, like, you know, go another team that's not in New York. Doesn't come to mind right now, but there are others. Go Bears or something. Like, why would you chant that? One guy yelling it, maybe, but not the entire crowd. But nevertheless, cut 24.
We need more child care. And it has to be universal. Child care for everyone who wants it. So here's what we're going to do. This crowd is fired up. All right. I can hear you.
Thank you. All right, that's enough of that. I can hear you. So she doesn't go, "What? What are you saying? Go Bills. Why would you guys go Bills?" Yeah, Dave Huber, let's go Brandon. That's funny. Very good. Very good. I think you might get a couple Bills fans. Not enough to lead a rally, though. Not enough to chant that. And I would bet you most of those people aren't even sports fans. Let alone are they, like, chanting for a team. I don't think they're even sports fans. All these people cheer for is socialism. That's it. That's it. And the rich are all going to move the hell out. I'll tell you where the rich are going to go. The rich are all going to get out of New York City. That's where they're going, along with the businesses, too. Let's go rich. Thank you, Sharon. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe they're chanting for me. Very possible. Well, anything's possible in this crazy freaking time we live in. That much I can tell you. Now, Andrew Cuomo, the LoveGov / nursing home serial killer. Is he a Democrat? Is this still the Democrat Party? Remember, his father, Mario Cuomo, was governor of New York. They named a bridge after him. It was the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now it's the Governor Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. And when the LoveGov was governor, before he resigned in disgrace after a massive sexual harassment groping scandal, he named the bridge after his dad. At the time it happened, Nora O'Donnell was gushing over how quickly they completed the bridge and how glorious it was that he named it after his old man. Now, they didn't care about the fact that the Tappan Zee Bridge was initially named for an Indian tribe. They didn't care about that. And that this guy, now everybody driving over that bridge, would see Cuomo, the governor, see his name. They didn't mind that because he's a Democrat, so they don't care about that. But anyway, the question is he still a Democrat? As he's running now, not on the Democrat Party line, because Zoran Mamdani got that line. So is he really a Democrat? Cut 23.
As the Democratic Party has changed so much, people say it's no longer your father's Democratic Party. You know, it's becoming more extreme. Do you even consider yourself a Democrat anymore?
I am a Democrat. I don't consider them Democrats. Zoran Mandami is a socialist. He happens to be on the Democratic line. I am a Democrat on the independent line.
Okay, I don't consider them to be Democrats. Well, you know, the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer is not wrong. They're not Democrats in the sense that when his father was a Democrat, they're not Democrats. But they're still Democrats. They've just taken over the party. That's where he's wrong. They've just taken over the Democrat Party. But they're very much Democrats. Let's not kid ourselves here. They're Democrats in every way, shape, and form. They're Democrats. Representative Nicole Malliotakis has said that Mandami is very bad for New York. She's not wrong. I've spoken to her before when I filled in for Jimmy Failla on his radio show. She's great. She's really good. She got a lot of passion. She was on with Laura Ingraham, cut 22 from the Ingraham angle, talking about Mandami. I may not play the whole clip, but go ahead.
Mamdani has a new friend, and he couldn't be happier about him. Check out the pal smiling from ear to ear on social media. Mamdani wrote, I had the pleasure of meeting with Imam Siraj Waj, one of the nation's foremost Muslim leaders and a pillar of the Bed-Stuy community for nearly half a century. That's certainly one way to describe the man arm in arm with the future mayor. Another way is to say that Waj served as a character witness for the mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, claiming that he was just, he was a respected scholar. A longtime defender of convicted terrorists, this imam also raised money for their legal defenses. And no surprise, he's trashed the United States.
You know what this country is? It's a garbage can. It's filthy. It's filthy and sick.
So why does this matter now?
Because it's not just him. I mean, you the saying, show me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are, that is applicable here. Zoran Mandani has palled around with socialists, with communists, now this radical extremist imam. This is somebody who is anti-American. This is somebody, as you mentioned, has defended the convicted plotters of the World Trade Center bombing. And he has to come out and actually denounce Hamas. He still has not done that. He did it in a mild way during the debate. But this is a communist sympathizer. He is a terrorist sympathizer. And I will tell you something else. 1993, Zoran was still a baby in diapers in Uganda, Africa. He is only 34 years old. He's only been in this city and as a citizen for 7 years. He does not have the experiences, does not have the knowledge to be mayor of the largest city in the nation. And his policies are just downright dangerous.
He's he's crazy, but they're crazy. And at the rally they had with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Sandy from Yorktown Heights, who is not from the Bronx, by the way, she tries to explain all this and how crazy they are. So let's start with cut 25. They're not the crazy ones. They're the sane ones. Cut 25.
But we must remember, in a time such as this, we are not the crazy ones, New York City. We are not the outlandish ones, New York City. They want us to think we are crazy. We are sane.
Got it? Now, do you think they're sane? I got to ask this question. I've got to ask for a friend here. I'm asking for a friend. Do you think they're sane? They think you're not sane because you're not a socialist. Let's understand here what we're dealing as the metric by which to measure this, okay? If you are not for universal health care and universal income and you're not for defunding the police and all that, then you're the problem. So we think they're insane. They think we're insane. And this is the problem. But I think there's more of us who think they're nuts than there are of them who think we are. I really do. I really believe that. Like, I really genuinely, truly believe that. I think there's more of us who think they're nuts than there are of them who think we are nuts. I genuinely, honestly, from my heart of hearts, as God is my witness, absolutely 100% believe that. I think that the average person hears AOC, Ma'am Dami, and everything, but the problem is there are a lot of them in clusters. Clusters like the city of New York. A lot of cities have this. This is a problem we have with cities where Democrats have taken control. And they will continue to vote and go further left, and that will have down ballot consequences for Democrats across this country. Because when you get out of those clusters of crazy, you get out of places like cities, for example, and you get into other places around this country, then people turn around and go, this Democrat Party is the party of AOC. It is the party of Mandami. It is the party of crazy. And this is why you've got somebody like John Fetterman right now who is trying to fight for his political survival. Fight for his political survival right now, and he may not make it because they are all turning their cannons on John Fetterman because he doesn't fit in with them. Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and Tri-County Toyota. Great people. Brian Krieger, his general manager, Jack Donaldson. Unbelievable people. And so are the deals right now at Tri-County. So the drive into fall event is happening now at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now you can get a new 2025 Grand Cherokee L with 0% financing for 60 months. Or get a new 2026 Ram 1500 also available with 0% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2026 Dodge Durango GT and lease that for $364 a month for 36 months. But hurry in because these offers won't last long. Stop into their showroom today or visit them online at tricountycdjr.com to see more. It is the perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota. And more of them are made right here in the United States of America, as you know. You can lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get 4.75% financing for 60 months. Either way, just go to tricounty.com to see all the deals, all the specials, and see more. Look for the gigantic American flag that sits between the Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram dealership and the Tri-County Toyota dealership. You can't miss it. Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and Tri-County Toyota, close to King of Prussia, Mainline, Exton, right in Limerick. Easy to get to from wherever you are, even worth the trip from Jersey. Stop over, give them a salute, say thank you for sponsoring us. You know, I first met them through the Travis Mannion Foundation because of their incredible generosity to that incredible organization that supports our veterans. They even donated a Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Mannion Foundation, a beautiful white Jeep Wrangler. So go see them today, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. So tonight, Jack Cittarelli will be in Mount Laurel at Rowan College. He's going to be doing an early vote rally. That is an early vote location. Hopefully you'll stop by tonight on your way home from work or after dinner or before work or before dinner or wherever you want to stop by. Friday, we'll be in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our live show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope you will join us for that because this could be, well, it's going to be epic. I mean, Halloween in Cape May is unlike anything. Everybody, the whole town goes all out for it. They decorate, they go crazy, they love it. It's a lot of fun, and I hope you'll join us because it really is something special to be in Cape May for Halloween. So, and these live shows are great. So come out and join us for that. I will be there, even though it's Friday, even though my kids will be back here trick-or-treating, but that's okay. Made a commitment, and I'll be there. I look forward to seeing you there. And please vote early. If you have not yet voted early, you got to vote early. It's important. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get into a couple different things, including some of the retention issues surrounding the judges in Pennsylvania. And we'll get into what some of the candidates, well, what the candidates are saying right now as they run for governor of New Jersey. The local media finally paying attention to this race after basically ignoring it. And now they're going out there and they're talking to people. It's kind of funny when you think about it, too, that they're now actually thinking to themselves like, oh, maybe we should cover the race. Maybe we should cover it. And why not? But we will talk to one of the guys running as a judge. We'll talk to actually two of them this and next hour who hope to have your support. As the elections are coming up in Pennsylvania, I don't want to ignore those elections either. They're important elections, clearly, and we will cover them for you as well. But I do want to play this clip for you from Mikey Sherrill, who's still doubling down on this lie, this horrific lie. And this is cut number one, that Jack Cittarelli is responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. If you want to know a great example, a great reason why I think Mikey Sherrill is terrified of losing this race, why I think Jack Cittarelli has a great chance of pulling this off here, you don't have to look any further than cut number one, because to double down on this outrageous lie, so let's understand, he printed marketing materials, gets hired by a pharmaceutical company to print marketing materials, designs an app for them. There are lots of people that do work for pharmaceutical companies in New Jersey. It's an industry that employs hundreds of thousands of people and has tens of thousands of people that do business with them. In addition to all the various entities they reach, from pharmacies to trucks that deliver their products, et cetera, et cetera. But she's still doubling down on this, even though Jack has threatened to sue her, even though it's been absolutely debunked. He didn't kill anybody, no blood on his hands. But a sign of a desperate candidate is somebody who will go out there and lie repeatedly. And it's so over the top. It's so outlandish that I think it backfires in a big, big way against Mikey Sherrill. I really do. I mean, it backfires. People are smart enough to see through this nonsense, but this is cut number one. Cut one.
Killing tens of thousands of people with his previous business. What evidence do you have of that?
So as I put out, Jack Cittarelli had a publishing company where he published opioid misinformation, saying opioids were safe, that they were not addictive. And we've seen at that time, too, as he was publishing this, thousands of people were dying. And then on top of that, he worked with one of these opioid manufacturers who had a new product at a time when, again, thousands of New Jerseyans are dying. At the U.S. Attorney's Office, we were working to shut down what we call pill mills, those doctors over-prescribing opioids as people were getting addicted and dying. And at that same time, he is working with an opioid manufacturer as a new product out so that he can have a new platform so that you can get more access through your doctor to these drugs, because the opioid manufacturers didn't want to shut down this cash cow. And so he is working on this platform, which one person said, and I remember this because it was so offensive, it was like a choose your own adventure, meaning you could go one way if the doctor says no, try this, try that kind
of role. But that's different than killing people.
I will tell you that the same opioid company he was working with had to pay over $4 billion in a settlement fee because of the real harm they did to people. So I think it's very connected in most people's minds, this real harm, and in the opioid crisis as people are dying.
As the reporter points out, that's not the same as killing people. That's NBC 10's Lauren Make. It's not the same thing as killing people. Good for her for pointing that out, that it's not the same thing. But this is a sign of a very, very desperate candidate. So bank that vote early and make sure the momentum goes Jack's way. Got a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead for you. So much to get to. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.